Maybe we can get another myth.
Okay, another myth is that when you are HIV positive and you sleep with a small kid, a baby, you get healed. That is
you get healed. Apo apo unapona.
That's the ARV, the HIV inapotea.
Okay, that is funny.
Yes, that's a myth. Instead, you are exposing this child to getting the infection.
That is sad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's so sad. Like you're exposing a baby qua HIV, thinking you'd get healed. Wow. Okay, Essie. You have a myth? A myth in mind?
I think what Marion said, I really get hurt when I hear about child abuse.
I know.
Yeah, so I think what she said just threw me off because I'm listening to her and I'm remembering some time back. I think ilikuwa kitambo, like maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Niliona kwa news, there was this man who's proudly saying that he defiled his daughter because he wanted the virus to reduce in his body. And I was like, by then, at a second, man's advocacy, but I was like, if I could have my hands on you, like, how would you do that
to your own kid? Daughter?
And it's not even a matter of to your own kid, like to anyone. Why would you, first of all, defile anyone? Abuse? Yeah. And why would you think that by passing on the HIV, because that's also a myth.
By the way, that is also a myth. Like, I've really heard on, of it.
Like, infecting someone else reduces the HIV in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is such a myth.
Yeah, I've also heard of that myth, that when you sleep with more people, at your HIV and it can reduce.
Yeah, you just infect more people.
Yeah, you just infect more people.
Even like that story of the people who used to go to Loliondo to get the, what, the
to get the...
Wanapewa maji, wanakunywa, so that they may be healed. Do you know that thing threw so many people off even medication? Because they believed.
Oh, because they believed they'll be healed.
Yeah, they went there, took the water, came back, stopped taking medication. You're waiting to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Then years later, months later, you are getting sick. Magonjwa zingine zinakushika, TB, nini, you are wondering what is happening. Because your system now cannot, your immune system is very weak. It cannot fight any other disease because you ulinyima mwili dawa.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just these people who bring controversies that we heal through taking water.
Mm-hmm.
We heal through, it's so bad.
But do you think religion is a thing maybe when it comes to HIV? Maybe kuna wale watu wa kanisa, maybe ameamua zile za, mimi nikiomba zile, like when I pray, I'm not even going to take this ARV, nitaomba hii kitu itapotea. Like, do you think maybe that is also a challenge for maybe some of the HIV people?
Yes, because some have come to believe so much in religion.
Mm-hmm.
I've come across some churches that do that, especially here in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
They are there. That they tell you that, nimekuombea leo, sasa wewe enda tupa dawa zako, umepona. And you find that this person will go without the ARVs for some time, and later on ataanza kudhoofika, of which itamlead atakuwa in the chronic stage, which definitely haitamsaidia sana. And the moment umevuka kwa second line to the third line, hakunanga kurudi nyuma. So I think religion imechangia sana towards people with HIV.
Oh, maybe let me ask. Kuna iswali, like, uwe inazunguka sana every time tukienda mahali, maybe for advocacy about HIV. Mm-hmm. Ati, I have a partner. I have not told my partner I am HIV positive. Because, see, that is a personal sini yangu. So, like, am I supposed to, like, tell my partner because, like, am I supposed to tell my partner about my status? Now, considering that is a personal thing. I don't know if I'm making sense. Am I making sense? Saringi umekani kama, nikama usali bado jaingia.
Nandela kulod, but I think you're making sense.
Uh-huh.
Like, we in advocacy, we are always told that you do not need to reveal your status to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know when is the right time to reveal the status to your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
because that is a personal thing. So like nikiamua tamwambia maybe 50 years from now tumeoana leo.
Yeah.
So like will I be wrong? Am I like whose fault will that now be? Because nimeamua tamwambia my status. So like na nimeamua like maybe tamwambia 50 years from now. So I don't know, like...
Okay, I think HIV status... revealing your HIV status is a personal thing, and you can decide to or not to. And if you decide not to reveal it to your partner, at least try and be undetectable so that you can't infect your partner with this virus. Because your partner hatapenda mtumie the protection if anajua you are all negative, because at assume you are negative. So you have to be undetectable. In this case, you won't be able to infect your partner, and you can live many years bila ye kujua. So at least if you decide not to tell your partner about your status, then try your best to be undetectable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So maybe I have a different view of what I've been hearing in the spaces that I've been. So I think in such a long time, we have put the burden of disclosure and even... protecting health, especially sexual and reproductive health, on people living with HIV. So for example, if I am dating and my partner is living with HIV, or I am living with HIV and they are not, so they are supposed to be the one who are protecting me, but that should not be the case. Like, it is both our responsibility to make sure that we are engaging in protected and safe sexual behaviors that would protect both of us. Because apart from even HIV, you can get so many other infections and diseases through, for example, an unprotected sex. So we cannot just put all the burden on the person living with HIV. Because if I am, like, for having a relationship with you, then it's both our responsibilities. Like, tunakata half-half. Atuachi mtu mmoja, tunakata half-half. Like, we are both taking the responsibility of making sure that we are safe in this relationship. And we are having safe relations to protect each other.
But in as much as we want to be safe, AC, like, up to when are we going to maybe use protection? Like, we are together. I don't know if I'm making sense. And like you don't want to tell me that maybe you are HIV positive. Like, I don't know. So it felt like maybe, I don't know how true that is.
I think just like Marion said, work hard to suppress your viral load.
Okay.
To be undetectable. See, do that.
Yeah, undetectable.
Yeah, so that you can also have a relationship that aina is a worries that I'm going to infect my other person. That is if I am not going to disclose to you.
Yeah. All right.
What if you are not able to suppress the virus? Because we talk about you equals you, undetectable equals untransmittable. But then for me, I usually see it and I'm like, yes, this is a really cool thing for people who can actually achieve viral suppression. But what about those who can't? Because to achieve that viral suppression, it has so many factors. You must take, taking your ARVs to the letter and everything. So, for example, tuseme ujapata chance ya kupata your commodities, your ARVs, then you have a partner. So, what happens then? Because, like, for me, I usually see it like, let's share this burden. Like, it doesn't need to fall all on the person who's living with HIV. Because if you're not able to suppress your virus, because it, as I mentioned, it has so many things in the background for you to suppress. It's not just one day unaamka, share suppress. Even Marion can tell us, right? So it's not like that. So it has so many other things. But for people who suppress the virus and achieve you equals you, most of the time you can find some bits and bits of maybe privilege. These are people who can get their ARVs on time. They can be able to take them well and everything. They do not have other factors that may prevent them from taking them, maybe lack of food and such things. Nona. But sa kuna huyu mtu mwenye hana hizi commodities, hana food. Haezi pata hizi dawa. Maybe hata ana fare ya kuendea dawa kwa clinic. Alafu, this is the same person denye tunamwambia, ukitaka kuprotect partner wako, you must suppress this virus. Uyu mtu, hana food. Hana hata fare ya kuendea
izo dawa.
So, already tunamdiscriminate. Already tushamdiscriminate. So, kama mimi, seme, kama tuko in a relationship, sindio? Like, it's about talking. And I'm sure your disclosure as we have mentioned, it's a very personal choice. Ndio, owners that decide one, maybe it's time I tell this person, ama you decide maybe never to tell them. Ndio, it's your own choice. But also, like, kuchukua responsibility ya kukua safe, inakonga ya watu wawili. It's not just one person. So, unaona venye tulikuwa tunafunzwa zamani ati, oh, sasa, if you guys want to have sex, lazima muende mpitie VCT. So unona, that was something that was putting the responsibility on both people. On both people. See, ati mtu mmoja tu sasa ati I have to tell you my status or everything. Because, I think
so it's both people, responsibilities. Kila mtu take responsibility yake. Okay, yes. Saringi, do you have anything to add?
No.
So, do heavy sex differ from men and women? Yeswali, sasa ulikuwa unasema no. Acha tusikie ino yako tai. Do HIV symptoms differ from both men and women?
Me, I think they are the same. Apart from the fact that maybe as women we go through the other challenges, kama UTIs, infections, vaginal discharge. Vaginalysis.
Hujachukua yangu kwa nini sawa?
Discharge. Whatever that word was very hard for me to even cram it. Anyway, hizo infections then tunapata and normally kuangalia reproductive system ya mwanamke as a whole, hormones zina fluctuate. Kuna time uko na periods, kuna time haziko. So the symptoms, they are more of the same with men, but ours, I think we are ziko mingi because of the other factors, especially lying on our reproductive organs.
Okay, that was very educative. Marion, uko na point? Esi anakaa hana maoni. Ile sina maoni. Sina maoni hapo. Marion, do you have anything to add?
No, I support his point.
Oh, you support her point. Ivo tu sasa ni sina maoni pia. Kuna this other question ilikuwa the emotional impact. What are some of the emotional impacts of an HIV diagnosis?
Emotional. Kwa unaangalia?
Nyinyi wote. Machangu wote inazunguka kwa nyinyi wote. Wacha hata nianzie pale kwa AC. AC, what are some of the impacts?
Emotional impact. I think maybe worry. Because you get worried because we hear HIV has no cure, and then so many things because people don't tell the other side of the story where like people living with HIV are on treatment and they are living their lives so well and normally. They don't tell that side of the story. They tell this other side of the story, like kama ile, I don't sijui kama nini mulisoma ile kitabu ya tukiwa class 2 enye ilikuwa na ile shairi ya ukimwi ugonjwa mbaya.
So unaona,
so imagine umetoka kusoma hiyo shairi alafu uende utestiwe ukuwe positive.
Oh yeah, so they were being even discriminated like from kitambo.
Because I am sure we in class we usually used to have like people who are living with HIV, sindio? So already ushaambiwa like HIV is a death sentence, which is not true, unaona? So at the back of your mind when you receive that diagnosis, you're just thinking about, okay, sasa mimi hata mimi nitakufa, sitaki kumeza dawa and such things, nitaambia watu nini and such things, because HIV iko highly discriminated in our community. Hadi unaogopa maybe hata kuambia family yako. So it's that worry, uncertainty, you don't know what will happen next. Hujui kama you will utakuwa sawa na the treatment, it will be okay, your immune system iendelee tu kukua sawa, or the treatment won't work on you or something of the sort. So it's a lot of worrying.
So worrying is one of them. Yes, Marion?
I think peer depression. Yeah, depression come about with HIV. Unapata uyo mtu like anakuwa ako tu like ako depressed, anafikiria tu about her or his life. Hajui like what to do next. Yeah, depression. And that's fear. Amesema fear. Yeah, fear is there. And even stress. Yeah, you stress yourself. Sasa nitaanza aje kuambia my family members and my loved ones, yeah, that I'm positive.
Okay. Yes, Saringi.
On top of what they have said, I'll add maybe anger. Na tu tule tu asira zin. Nilitoa pi kitu and then what next? You don't know what next. Uko tu kwa hiyo state. and you have not the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also kujitenga. You are like, unajitenga na watu wanakupenda, marafiki zako, familia.
Mm-hmm.
You are like keeping to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we can get, there was this last question. It was saying, why do you think new HIV infections have gone up in Kenya for the first time in 10 years? Watu wenye mulikuwa it's day juicy, by the way. Mliambiwa hizi results. Because there was that documentary, I think it was going around saying kuna new infections in arise. So maybe what are some of the issues zenye zimefanya so hizi cases zimerise up after maybe 10 years, for the first time in 10 years?
Okay. So, first of all, these new HIV infections go so high among adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is adolescents are having unprotected sex or unsafe sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is inakuwa like mainly backed up by the fact that they don't have the information.
Mm-hmm.
And this information comes from a point of where, tumesumbuana na government ijaribu ku allow comprehensive sexuality education kwa shule. Mm-hmm. Because ile, nikikumbuka zile tulikuwa tunafunza kuhusu HIV at a high school, is the bare minimum, something that does not even apply nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So that information cannot help you.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't say atisa tutaambia adolescents they abstain. Because that has clearly not been working.
True.
Yeah, juyo ndo imekuwa approach ya Gavat sasa to reduce these new HIV infections among adolescents.
They have to abstain.
They have to abstain, but that is not working. We also have to recognize that some adolescents are getting these new infections from being defiled, from being raped, so from sexual violence in general, from even transactional sex, where if you don't have pads, you engage with sex with someone,
or maybe to give you maybe money for pads.
Money for pads, and maybe you get infected in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, like, there are so many things, and we need to start from a point of information so that we give, you know, this power back to the adolescents. Because if the adolescents are having information about how to keep themselves safe, then it's very easy for them to negotiate for safe sex, even with their partners, negotiate for safe sex, first of all. And even, for example, letting them know about information like, when you get defiled and when you get raped, you can get access to services like a PEP when you go to a healthcare facility after. Just make sure it's before 72 hours end. So, unaona, like this information, they don't have this information.
Mm-hmm.
So you would find someone, an adolescent, maybe they've been defiled and then they just stayed home. They didn't go to a healthcare facility. They didn't even go to the police.
Mm-hmm.
So they might get infected by HIV. If the person who defiled them had HIV, they get infected by HIV. They might even get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently in Kenya, we are also experiencing the triple threat, which is HIV, teenage pregnancies, and gender-based violence.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, someone who's having sex with a minor, that's already violence.
Mm-hmm.
Because a minor cannot consent to sex.
True.
Yeah, so if you're having sex with a minor, for example, if you're older than the minor, you're already violating this child. So that is already sexual violence. And then this you maybe infect this adolescent with HIV, see? So like these new infections are mainly caused by lack of information among the adolescents and even further commodities. Because commodities like HIV, like treatment commodities and even prevention commodities like condoms. Like there was a time back where tulikuwa tuna experience stockouts of condom, and I think even now we are experiencing.
Sai kunayo,
tuna experience hizo stockouts. Na shida kubwa ya hizo stockouts ni jugava inakata kuinvest on having like, unaona kwa national budget yetu, kwa na specific amount, enye inaenda kwa, in the health budget, kukuwa na specific amount yenye inaenda kwa HIV commodities, za both prevention and treatment. So unaona wakitegemea global fund all the time, or not even global fund, like wakitegemea like donors, external donors kila saa, what happens when these donors start pulling out? Because sahi donors wameanza kuona, Kenya inaanza kukua middle income, because right now we are like a middle income country. So unaona, they are starting to see we can sustain ourselves. So wanaanza ku wanajitoa funding wanajitoa wapeleke place yenye people need the money more so unaona like there was even a time where commodities were stuck at the port I don't know kama mnakumbuka hiyo time for such a long time and people living with HIV were forced to not like have the full medication that they need they were being given in parts unaona so that also affects their ability to adhere to treatment or, and also suppress the virus so like so many factors are leading to new HIV infections but hiyo ya lack of prioritization by the government it's a very big thing because wanaachia watu wengine how are taken into consideration that this is something that they should prioritize so when they do that when these other people are also coming in hawakuji na context yetu juu they also come in with their own interventions unaona si jupia donor like donor akikuja akikupatia pesa yeye ndio huwa sana sana ana dictate venye utaitumia yeye ndio
kusema
na maybe hiyo kama vile tunaonanga like most programs you see someone is coming up with a program or a project na ata implement lakini haita bear fruits haita change the lives of the people na ni kwa nini hiyo program haiko fit for the needs of those people like for example mtu akuje ku implement a program ya LGBTI women na maybe ajaleta products zenye zina wa suit like special tailor made products and even information for them so unaona hiyo program yake yeye atamaliza tu ku implement hajawasaidia haja reduce new infections unaona so like yeah that is also a very big challenge lack of prioritization and lack of information
okay you have anything else to add
me I would add on the aspect of unemployment also because most people are facing unemployment right now in Kenya and that graph is falling on youths and young people so you find that they are going to they are using other forms of risky behaviors to cope with the unemployment you find that people are going into drugs then these drugs you find that maybe even needles are being shared because of the carelessness that comes with it. We also find that during COVID there was a lot of people went back home especially the young people from campuses and young people who don't have work they went back home. You find that if my parent is just here watching me kila siku niko huko na tusichana anasema wacha nitafutie huyu mtu amuoe. Toa hapa because analala na wasichana kwa nini yule? Me as an LBQ person, a parent will pick that person, take them and get married. Forced marriages for young people in our community as LBQ is also a big issue. Because they can, in this era, if you are marrying someone to someone, then maybe the man has a problem. Ameshindwa kupata bibi, si ndio?
Ameshindwa kupata bibi ndio anatafutiwa.
Yenye ameshindwa kupata bibi. Most probably is sick. But my parents don't know. They've forced me to get married because of that thing they want to correct in me of being an LBQ person. Also, we might look at transactional sex, as Asia said. It's also a big thing. Because if you look at statistics, they are saying out of 8 out of 10 women were young women were at the age of 18 and 24. The new HIV cases are high between that age. So when I look at I'm a young girl, as long as as much as sina pesa ama sina kazi, someone has come up like a sponsor. He wants to take me in, give me the lavish life. But giving you the lavish life in a cost of giving you the disease. Also commodities as from the LBQ women perspective, looking at it from there, I'm seeing commodities as ziko, sisi hatuna. If we say I'm walking in to look for a dental dam, I will not find.
They're not there.
I'll opt for a condom. Then maybe the condom is clumsy. It's not as light as the dental dam. So I'm like, iki tuna nsumbarini, I go ahead and have the unprotected sex with the person who is HIV positive. So commodities also are hurting the women from the LBQ side and the sex workers too.
Yeah, adding to your point, I still say what I said during our podcast episode for LBQ. Yeah, when I went for the family planning conference, hakuna, like they were just male condoms, kila mahali, coffee and condoms, sijui nini and condoms, but honey was like, if you're talking about inclusivity, and this is a conference that is talking, wanna preach about inclusivity kabisa, but you're not, we don't have female condoms, as in like mbona, how inclusive is that? So, yeah,
and
so
if,
I feel
and
like
if the
that is also
female
a thing.
Condoms are there, they're very expensive.
They're very expensive.
Why is the government
true.
Giving out free condoms
mm-hmm.
for men? They're all over.
They're all over. All okay, over, the public toilets, yeah, Zico, yeah.
But
for but women.
You cannot find even two free pieces of female condoms mm-hmm. in these spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And mm-hmm. organization has to come up, liaise with a donor, mm-hmm. get the female condom. Now say, LBQ women, come to this organization, start getting your condoms.
Mm-hmm.
Until when?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Until, because now the focus is not into inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
The focus is into the male condom, which mm-hmm. is it's all over.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a very big issue because Nikon a condom CV and I was like, Mazee, I'm looking for a female condom here. I can't even find one. Yeah. So yeah, that is also a thing. So maybe what do you have, Marion, to say?
I can also say that stigmatization peer comes about with the increase in HIV.
Mm-hmm.
You find that adolescents, the moment wamepata they are HIV positive,
mm-hmm.
they'll tend to leave their drugs. Most of them wataona antaendelea hivi until when.
Mm-hmm.
So wataacha, ndio, but they don't know that they'll be spreading to some other people.
Mm-hmm.
So itaendelea kusambaza virusi.
Mm-hmm.
So stigmatization
mm-hmm.
is the stigma.
Okay, so maybe our parting shots. Maybe what can we as a right holders do in the community maybe when it comes to people with HIV? What can we do as right holders?
Okay. So for me, there's something Sarangi mentioned I would just like to add before I give the parting shot.
Okay.
So the issue of women not having their own commodities
mm-hmm.
is also an inequality mm-hmm. that the world is was trying the theme was trying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because for example, kama tu si tuseme these are male condoms available.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
mm-hmm.
If I'm a heterosexual woman
mm-hmm.
and I'm having a sexual relationship with a man,
mm-hmm.
right? So in this situation, he has all the power to decide whether we are going to have
the
safe sex
he has all the power
or not.
So
because
Nian
anatumia male condom,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. if he decides hata tumia ama atatoa
mm-hmm.
katikati when we are having sex,
mm-hmm.
so I become powerless in that
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
So like already not having commodity specific for women, nata zikikuja kama female condoms, they are like intentionally made unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's the problem with the world, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just want women to have these specific ways that you make sure they are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
So do utter female condoms, I've had so many people say they are very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a conversation that is normally not had,
mm-hmm.
but they are very uncomfortable. And also, like, as Sarangi mentioned,
mm-hmm.
kuzipata is also a very hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know, like, if we don't have female condoms or even commodities, preventative commodities for women,
mm-hmm.
then that is why we are continuing to see like women are the new HIV infections are higher among women than
mm-hmm.
as compared to men,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because we don't have the power. The power is not in our hands
mm-hmm.
to prevent the
mm-hmm.
spread of HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So our parting shots. What can we do as right holders? Yanze na sisi maybe because maybe the change should start with us. Maybe to spread information. So what can we do as right holders of SRHR?
I would say it doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
of our sexuality,
mm-hmm.
of our gender, of our age, race, or where we are coming from. What matters is what are we doing
mm-hmm.
to pass the message of preventing
mm-hmm.
HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now if you look at the cause of HIV is prevention.
Mm-hmm.
That is the message we want to share out there.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to prevent HIV?
Mm-hmm.
What is the government doing for us
mm-hmm.
so that it can put these measures in place?
Mm-hmm.
That the prevention of HIV is the key
mm-hmm.
key focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now,
mm-hmm.
we might say we are taking our medication,
mm-hmm.
we are eating well, we are living the right way
mm-hmm.
for us not to for us to live for undetected.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but mm-hmm. we are here already.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those young girls, mm-hmm. those young women, adolescent girls mm-hmm. who have not gotten the HIV itself. Mm-hmm. What are we doing to pass the message,
mm-hmm.
the information
mm-hmm.
of how to prevent mm-hmm. HIV itself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Sarengi. Marion?
Okay, I can say that we can continue encouraging the youths
mm-hmm.
to be part of the budget making so that when they are making the budget on everything to do with the country,
mm-hmm.
at least they involve their needs,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that they'll not be left out,
mm-hmm.
yeah, for their commodities to be provided and to be made available for them. Because without the budget, mm-hmm. obviously the commodities but was takua. Yeah.
So that is more of public participation.
Public we take participation.
In the, okay. Thank you. Yes, Essie.
So I think for me, my commitment is
mm-hmm.
As an advocate is to continue advocating for like domestic funding. And mm-hmm. by domestic funding, I mean like having Kenyan money, like money from the national budget
mm-hmm.
going to HIV prevention and care,
mm-hmm.
because then we will not be on the masses all the time of donors.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they go,
mm-hmm.
what happens to people living with HIV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happens to all the interventions that we have be coming up to prevent and also ensure that people living with HIV
mm-hmm.
are having all the commodities that they need
mm-hmm.
to access care and treatment. So just to advocate for that, and even as Marion said, in the budget making process,
mm-hmm.
involve young people. Like as you mentioned, this change starts with us. Like we need to, if we want to see something,
mm-hmm.
we need to like be on the forefront of mm-hmm. what you want to see changing. So for me, that is what I commit to keep on pushing this conversation
mm-hmm.
and ensure that like we're having an allocation in the budget
mm-hmm.
specific for HIV prevention and care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much, guys. That is the only time we had. Ama tuongeze time. We add more questions. So asanteni sana kwa kukam. And for me and Hideout Podcast, we are here to also give you more information about things that are happening in the SRHR world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for coming through. Thank I really appreciate. See, mini peza macho basi juu episode yetu imeisha. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate. And for PYWV, thank you so much for this platform also. Until next time, bye-bye.